أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. We have been tackling this question that had Islam reached in terms of its deterioration to such an extent that Imam had to sacrifice his and his near and dear one's life. We saw some of the developments which took place from the time of the demise of the Holy Prophet, and we have reached to a stage where Muawiyah is in power as the Khalifa of the vast Muslim Empire. Now, in addition to those things which have been discussed, Muawiyah is even responsible for a couple of things amongst many. He is responsible during his term of rule for race superiority, which was started during the time of Umar. It reached to its climax during the time of Muawiyah, race superiority. Absolutely in contrast to the Islamic teachings. The Prophet is reported to have said in Ghadir that there is no superiority of an Arab or a non-Arab but by taqwa. In contrast, we find in history that during the time of Muawiyah's reign, during the time of Muawiyah's rule, race superiority was to its climax. Muawiyah is responsible for this during his term of rule. In addition to all those things discussed, he is even responsible, or during his time, even this was noticed, that there was a gross misuse of Baytul Mal. It started during Usman's time, and it reached to its climax during Muawiyah's time. There was a gross misuse of the public treasury, that if at all you come across figures whereby the Umayyad officials were given as gifts, it will take you into amazement. In addition to that, during the time of Muawiyah's reign, the Islamic Caliphate was reaching to monarchy. The system of Khilafah from Islamic point of view is absolutely different. The philosophy of leadership in Islam is different. In contrast, when Muawiyah came into power, he was turning this school of Caliphate into a monarchy system. That is why we find during his last days of rule, he was going around the cities to get allegiance of Yazid. So Khilafat was changing into a monarchy system. And during his term of rule, it was even noticed that he made it a must to curse Imam Ali alayhi salam. To the extent it has been found in the books that Muawiyah is reported to have said once that I will emphasize on this issue so much that a child will grow up with this habit and a youth will grow old with this habit. This is at a bird's eye view, things other than what we discussed last night. This was prevailing and this was noticed amongst the several things which was reigning during Muawiyah's time. Now the question comes now, if that be so, then what stand did Imam Hussein alayhi salam take? This is a question posed by the youth. Did Imam alayhi salam fold his hands and went into seclusion, the way other Muslims had gone during that time, when freedom was questioned, when the spirits were locked in the breasts, when people had lost their freedom of expression? That was noticed during Muawiyah's rule. Now, was it the same case with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that he did not take a stand the way he took during Imam Hussein's time? He went into seclusion? No. The answer is certainly no. He, like his great he like his grandfather, the prophet, he took his stand and he did the needful in terms of stopping the deviations. But the reason why he did not take that stand which he took during the time of Yazid is on account of these reasons. You see, during the time of Muawiyah, had he taken this stand which he took during Yazid's time, then the results would have been that the effects of his blood, the message of his revolution would not have reached far and wide. Because Muawiyah was so cunning. Muawiyah was such a satanic politician to the extent it has been mentioned in the books that he even went to the extent of brainwashing people by this manner, that he has written, amongst the letters he has written, that a letter to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he has written to Imam Ali alayhi salam, that I, Muawiyah ibn Abu Sufyan, the commander of the faithful, is writing to you, Ali, that mind you, that day of judgment, hell, questioning in the Qabr, Allah and the Qiyamah is true, so you abstain from doing injustice. He was writing such letters. And these letters were being spread to the Muslims. To the extent that these pieces of history are mentioned in the books that once Sheikh Sudduk reports this incident in his book Tawheed, that once a person by the name of Azra comes and poses a question to Ibn Abbas pertaining to certain religious issue. He poses a question to Ibn Abbas. At that time, Imam Hussein alayhi salam replies to Azraq, and Azraq, in a very rude manner, tells to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, I did not ask you this question. You see, at that time, Muawiyah had propagated to such an extent that Ahle Bayt are even not worth to be asked a religious question. At that time, when Imam Ali alayhi salam, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam is being posed with this, is answering this reply, that man Arzak is rudely replying Imam Hussein that this is not a question I've asked to you. And Ibn Abbas at that time tells to this man that these are the people who are learned people and who are faqih in their respective stand. So you can realize from this picture that what environment was prevailing at that time. So had Imam Hussein alayhi salam taken his stand during that time, Muawiyah was so cunning, Muawiyah was so devilish in his plans that after killing Imam Hussein alayhi salam, after martyring Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he himself would have sat down in the sorrowful event and would have portrayed the shahada of Imam Hussein alayhi salam otherwise. So he did not want to do that. Imam Hussein alayhi salam did not take that stand there. Imam Hussein alayhi salam did not rise during that time. For he wanted, first of all, to pass this message that for what reason is he rising. He knew that had he stood against Muawiyah's time, his blood would not have earned the result. Martyrdom for Imam was not important. What was important for the Imam was it should yield the maximum result. And as a result, we find that Imam Hussein alayhi salam leaving, going to Makkah, passing his message, telling the people, and then you find the shahada taking place. Because Imam Hussein alayhi salam knew that after passing the message, and after that the shahada, if it will, it will take place, it will yield the maximum result. So answer is this, that Imam Hussein alayhi salam did not take this stand during Muawiyah's time is on account of the very fact that it would have not yield a maximum result. With this, I think I will pause because of my ill health today. I haven't been able to make an extensive preparation. And you will excuse me for this. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.